Hey Chanukah, Koftes Kislev, Monday the 6th of December, Rabbi Moshe Rokach, Neis Hashemen or Neis HaMilchomo. This week's Shiurim have been sponsored L'il Nishmas, Meras Yetel, Bas, Reb Chaim, Shlomo.
First of all, I want to take the opportunity to thank the directors of Torah Way for inviting me to speak today. Dr. Hoffman, Mr. Bivata Zeichel, Hagel, Torah Ladir. The title of today's share is The Ness of Hashem or The Ness of the Milchomos. This is something that the Imik Bracha, I think he's the first one which discusses it at length in Mishtikal Torah and the Sefer. What is the Yontov of Chanukah Niskan for? Why were Chazal Mistakun the Ness of Chanukah? I think Imik Bracha says we seem to see a contradiction. On one hand, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Kofala from the base, the Gemara asks my Chanukah, the famous question, what is Chanukah? Says the Gemara, the Yvonim, when they came into the Heichel, they were metame all the Shemen, and there was nothing left to light. The Menorah, only one pach cotton, and the Rebbein Shlomo made a ness, and it lit for 8 days. That is what the Yontov of Chanukah is about. The Gemara doesn't speak about any nisim which happened by the Milchomos. The Gemara says they won the war, it could have been al b'derech hateva, and they lit, and the Rebbein Shlomo made a ness, it lit for 8 days, and that is why we have the Yontov of Chanukah for 8 days. On the other hand, asks the Emek Bracha, in the Nusach of Al Nisim, which we are marich all about the Milchomos, Rabban Be'ad Me'atim, Tumeim Be'ad Tahirim, Rishon Be'ad Tzadikim, and there's no zecha whatsoever there of any nest with the Shemen. We say, V'achach bo b'nechle de v'secha, v'findu v'secha lecha, v'tihayis v'secha v'lika neiris, but there's no remember that any nest happened with the Adlokis and Eiris. So if the main nest was the nest of the Milchomos, why doesn't the Gemara mention any Shabbos? And if the main nest is the nest of the Shemen, why don't we mention it in Al Nisim? That's the kasha of the Emek Bracha. So Emek Bracha says a very novel approach, a very big chiddush. He wants to say there were two independent takanas for Chanukah. And he starts off by being magdi, what chazal u mesaken the chiyav lehoidus l'halfu? Says the Emek Bracha, for a takana to be able to sing halal, to be able to be a koidor la Hashem, you need to have two qualifications. First of all, he says, you have to see Gevurah Hashem. We never say halal on anything which happened b'derech hateva. Only when we see the Gevurah Hashem, only then can we say halal. Number two, says the Imik Bracha, it's not enough to see Gevurah Hashem. We also have to see Hatamas Hashem. We have to have received something. We have to have received a favor from the Rebbein Shlalim. Only then can we say halal. And he bases that in the Gemara Megillah, which the Gemara said that the reason why we don't say halal on Purim is because Akatiach Abdei Achashverosh Anon. We are still a servant of Achashverosh. Says David Broch, a pshat in the Gemara, he brings Yerushalmi and Pesachim, that the pshat in the Gemara is that the nest wasn't the nest Shalom, even though they saw the Gevurah Hashem, but the Hatavas Hashem, because we didn't come out from a full Golos, it didn't end with a full Golah, if so, we cannot say halal. Oy Bezoi, says David Broch, a chiddush. Yes, the Rebbein Shlomo made the nest of the Shemen. But that nest of the Shemen wasn't our Tovas Hashem. Klal Yisrael didn't receive a personal favor for it. They managed to do a mitzvah. But it's not called a Tovas Hashem. It's not called a Klal Yisrael got that as a favor for it. And because they didn't receive a favor for it, they just saw a nest. They saw something which came out of Teva. If so, on that we can't say Hal. Says the Emek Bracha, the Chi of Lahoydis Lahal of Chanukah. That which we say, Al Anisim, that which we say Hal, that which we make a bracha sha'asanism now we say, all that is referring to the nest of the Milchomos. Because that's where Klal Yisrael ran. One, they came out alive, they went to a difficult war, and they came out alive, Rabban Biyadna Atim Baderech Nes. So that's why Chazal was stuck in the Chiv Lahidus Lahal. The mitzvah to light the Menorah, that is a different mitzvah whatsoever. There was a nest of the oil, it lit for 8 days, and that's why we light the Menorah for 8 days. Two takonos for two nisim. The chiyav lahoydus lahal, the chiyav halal and all that, that is for the nest of the Milchomos. Says the Emek Bracha, the mitzvah to light the menorah, that is for the nest of the Shemen. Two independent takonos, which happen to be on the same days, but they are for two different chiyuvim, for two different nisim that we saw. And Oy Bazoi, when we celebrate the Chanukah, we get a little bit confused. We're jumping from one nest to another nest. And unless you have milky donuts, they never actually come together. If you have milky donuts and your oil is for the Shemen, and the milk is for the nest of Yehudis by the walls. So that's the only time it's actually going to come together. But if you stay parallel, then your two nisim of Chanukah, you're celebrating in two different times. You're saying halal, you're celebrating the nest of the Milchomos. You're lighting menorah, you were talking now suddenly about the nest of the Shemen. You're saying a bracha shas and nisim nareisenu. Suddenly you're going back to the nest of Muhammad. It's got the biggest idol, and you can only make a biggest idol on a nest which has a toba, and that's only the wall. That's the emek bracha's approach. The Moshe Shmuel in the Shari Shmuel from my Adim, he has a lot of tightness in this emek bracha. First of all, says the Moshe Shmuel, the Gemara in Shabbos that Chopei says that women also have a mitzvah to be madlik ner Chanukah. Even though normally women are part of a mitzvah, say says man girl, any mitzvah which has a kavodik as man, the woman do not have. Says the Gemara, afen holy ba'isa nes. They were also in that nest. Says Rashi, which nest? Says Rashi, they were part of the nest in the Chumash. Because we know that part of the victory of the war came out through the story of Yehudis, how she killed one of the Yevonim, one of the emperors there, and that's why, because they were part of the nest, they have the mitzvah to light the Ner Chanukah. Says Rav Moshe Shmuel, according to Emek Bracha, the nest of Chanukah, that's why we say Hal. But the reason why we like Menorah is because of the nest of the Shemen. Why then, if so, women, which were part of the nest of the Melchama, why do they have a mitzvah to light Ner Chanukah? They used to have a mitzvah to say Hal. And forget, women don't say Hal. All they do is they have a mitzvah to light the Menorah. They eat with their husbands. But by Ephraim, they have a mitzvah to light Menorah. So we see quite clearly that the Chir of Hadlokas Neiris is also connected to the mitzvah of the Muhammad, which is something we have to understand how. But that's what we see. A second thing I says in Moshe Shmuel is the Gemara says, why do we say Shal Sinism every single day? Like Shech Yonah, we only say the first day. Shal Sinism should also only be said the first day. Says the Gemara, Shabbos Nes B'chol Yom Isa. Every day there was a miracle. Says Rashi and the Rif there. What miracle are we referring to? We're referring to the miracle of the Shemen. Every single day it burnt, another day, another day, another day, until 8 days. So we see quite clearly that the bracha of Shal Sinism, which we make, which Nisim are we referring to? We're referring to at least also the nest of the Milchamas. According to Emek Bracha, we cannot make a Birkas Hador. We do not make Chanun V'Shevach only on a nest which has a Hatova. And the Emek Bracha decided that Mitzvah's Ner Chanukah, that the nest of the Shemen wasn't a nest of Hatova. It wasn't called that Chal Yisrael received something for that nest. It was just we saw a nest. According to Emek Bracha, it wouldn't make sense. How can we make every single day Shal Sinism on the nest of the Shemen? After all, only the nest of the Muhammad deserves a break hasaidah or hal v'ashevach. Thirdly, we can ask on the Emek Bracha, famous tale to the Brichodosh, to the Beis Yosef Kasha, why do we light Menorah for 8 days? Beis Yosef asked, the nest only happened 7 days. So the Brichodosh says, and Be'etzem the Meiri also says it, Bekitza, that the first day we're not celebrating Bechlal, the nest of the Shemen, the first day is the nest of the wall. According to the Emek Bracha, when we light Menorah, it has no shaykhus to the nest of the wall. We're lighting Menorah, that's only the nest of the Shemen. And yet the Me'iri and Prichodesh both tell us that the reason why we light Menorah the first day is to remember the nest of the wall. So we see quite clearly from all these rayas that when we light Menorah, we're not only celebrating the nest of the Shemen, we're also celebrating the nest of the wall. So we have to understand, first of all, how, when we light Menorah, are we celebrating the nest of the wall? And secondly, why in Aneris Alalu, in Alalissim, are we missing out the nest of the Shemen, and why is the Gemara miss out the nest of the wolves? That's what we would like to explain today. So the truth is that we want to discuss whether the takana of Chanukah was a takana on the nest of the Shemen or the nest of the wall. We have an old class Shnei Silverman, Machishim Zeh. We looked for the Kosov HaShlishi. And by Emes, we find the Kosov HaShlishi, in Medrash we find a whole different idea what Chanukah is all about. The Psikta tells us, and we know, going back to Kali Sol in the Midbar, we know they started building the Mishkan, Mimochris and Kippur, like Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel. Moshe came down in Yom Kippur, and Moshe gave them a mitzvah to build the Mishkan. They started building the Mishkan, making all the Kalim, and we know it was put up on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, many months later. But when did they actually finish building the Mishkan? Says the Medrash, they finished building it Chof Hei Kislev. That is when they finished building the Mishkan. And the Rabbi Shlom said, don't put it up yet. I want to wait till Chodesh Nisan, because that is the Chodesh Shenoil Diboya Ovis. That's the Chodesh that the Ovis were born. Wait. But Kislev demanded, it was finished on my Yontiv. I deserve a Yontiv. I deserve to put up the Mishkan. The Rabbi Shlom said, I will pay you back with the Chanukas HaChashmenoim. We were meant to put up the Mishkan now, you're not putting it up now. Wait a couple of months till the Chodesh Nisan. But I'm going to pay back Chodesh Kislev by the Yontiv of Chanukah, because that's when the Chanukah of HaShmenoam is going to be. What does this Chanukah HaShmenoam mean? The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Gimel that we know that anything which any menorah of the Mishkan, you weren't allowed to make your own menorah similar to the menorah of Mishkan. Says the Gemara, you can't even make a seven-stemmed menorah of eight, because the Chashmeinoim, that's what they made when they came back on Chofei Kislev. Explains Rashi. Rashi says a moed gezach. Rashi says the Yevonim came in. You know what they did? They didn't only metame kol shemen. Rashi says they took out all the klisharot of the Mishkan. They took them back. They took them away. And the Chashmeinoim now had to make all the klisharot from fresh. That's what Rashi says. And they didn't have time to go and make a new golden menorah. They made a wooden menorah. And that is why nowadays one cannot make even a wooden menorah out of seven stems, because that is what they used in the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni when the Chashmeinoim came back. So Rashi told us a new historical fact which we didn't know. Rashi told us that the Yevonim actually took out all the kelim of the Mishkan and they never returned them. They had to make everything from fresh. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah further, Dafnon Beis. The Gemara says that there was a room in the Beis HaMikdash called the Beis HaMikdash. And one room there, the Beis HaMikdash has four rooms. One of the rooms was a room where they kept all the stones of the Mizbeach Sheshoksom Anche Yavon. Explains the Gemara. The Yevonim came in, they took the Mizbeach, and they were makriv on it Kabbalas Avodah Zarah. And they turned the Mizbeach into a base of Avodah Zarah. And the Mizbeach became also to be used further for Avodah. The Chashmeinoim had to come in, break down the whole Mizbeach, and rebuild a new one from fresh. The Oizruah says it took them actually 7 days to rebuild. And so that's why they didn't have time to make new Shema until the 8th day Chanukah. That's what the Oizruah says. So we see over here a whole new idea of Chanukah. Chanukah, Klal Yisrael were busy rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. They had to make all new Kalim, like Rashi said, a new Menorah. They had to make a new Mizbeach, destroy the old one. And there was a new Chanukah Chashmeinoim. They celebrated a new Chanukah of the Beis HaMikdash. And like we know by the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, they made big festivities when they started. So too on Chanukah. The Oizruah says Klal Yisrael was Semeach and they made a new Simcha. For these 8 days, while they were rebuilding the Mizbeach, they made the Chanukah Chashmeinoim. And they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash from fresh. But the truth is, if you look in Yosefin, when Yosefin describes all the history of Klal Yisrael, which he goes through from the Bayis Sheni the whole way through, when he speaks about Chanukah, he doesn't speak at all about the Nes of the Shemen. He speaks about how Klal Yisrael came back, they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, replaced all the Kalim, made a new Mizbeach, and they made a Yontif of Chanukah about this new Chanukah of the Beis HaMikdash in Bayis Sheni. He doesn't mention a word about the Nes of the Shemen. That is Be'etzem, one of the essence of Chanukah. It was, like what it's called, it was a Chanukah Sabayis, Chanukah. And that is what the Psikta and the Izruah tell us the name Chanukah comes from, Chanukah Sabayis. Klal Yisrael built the Beis HaMikdash from fresh. And if you think about it, the truth is, if not for the Nes of the Chashmeinoim, Tisha B'Av wouldn't have been a Chodesh Av. It would have been a Chodesh Kislev, when the Yevonim actually destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Avodah came to absolute standstill. They stopped being Makriv Kabbonis and the Avodah finished. If not for the Nes of the Chashmeinoim, Tisha B'Av would have been in Kislev. And the Yontzer of Chanukah is in fact the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't have to just build the outside of it, but they had to rebuild the inside of it. The Kalim, the Menorah, the Mizbeach. And that is the Shem Chanukah, Chanukah Zabayis. That is what Chanukah is about. And we find a lot of things in our locha are based on this. For instance, the Mishnah says in Megillah, the Flamadom is based, that on Chanukah, we line every single day the Parshas on the Nesiim. Says Rashi, why on Chanukah we line the Parshas of the Nesiim? Says Rashi, because on Chanukah, also, they were Mechanech the Beis HaMikdash from fresh. And therefore on Chanukah, because they were Mechanech the Beis HaMikdash from fresh, when the Nes of Chanukah actually happened, that is why we line the original Chanukah and the Nesiim of the Mishkan. The Dakei Moshe says, the reason why we make Sudas on Chanukah, says Dakei Moshe, is because we know that when they built the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech made big festivities in 8 days. So too in the Bayis Sheni, on Chanukah, when they rebuilt the Menorah, and when they rebuilt the Mizbeach, and started the Avodah from fresh, we celebrated by making Sudas. From all this we see that even in Halacha, this makes an afkamina, the fact that on Chanukah it was a Zman of Chanukah Zabayis. So coming back, if we want to understand what Chanukah is about, Chanukah, we're celebrating the Nisim which happened. The Nisim which happened are the Nisim of the wars. The Rabban Biyad Ma'atim, the Tmeim Biyad Tahirim, Rishon Biyad Tzadikim. But what was special about these wars? There were plenty of wars in Bayis Sheni. Read your Sifrim, you'll see there were wars before the Nes of Hanukkah, and there were wars after the Nes of Hanukkah. It wasn't the only victory Klal Yisrael gained during all the bitter milchomos of Bayis Sheni. But what's special about this war is that these wars, which Klal Yisrael won, were the wars which built back the Beis HaMikdash. So on Hanukkah, we're celebrating all the Nisim of the milchomos. But the Nisim of the milchomos, because what was special about these Nisim? We're thanking the Rabbeinu Shlom that we won these Nisim, which these Nisim are the Nisim which brought us back to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Hanukkah is about. It's a celebration, it's l'haydus l'hal of the Nes of the Milchama. But the Nes of the Milchama, which brought us back to the Beis HaMikdash. And look how it fits into Al HaNisim. We say, Al HaNisim, Al HaChus, Al HaPogim, Al HaMilchamos. Bimei Matishiyoch HaShmino Evonov, Shonda Machas Yehovna Rishol. We say, Rabban Biyad Ma'atim, Tmeim Biyad Tahirim, Rishon Biyad Tzadikim, Vezedim Biyad Iskis HaRasecho. We thank the Rebbeinu Shlom for all the Nisim, but then we carry on. Ve'achrechem boi benechel dvei beisecho, ifinu seichalecho, v'tiharu is mikdashecho, they rebuild the mikdash, v'tlikim neret v'chazit kachecho, they started avodah again. That is what we're celebrating on Hanukkah. We're celebrating all the Nisim of the miracles, but not stam as it ends to its own mean. We won. No, we won a war which brought us back to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Hanukkah is about. And if you look in Navudram on the Nusach of Al HaNisim, Navudram says that the Hamoin Am in those times, 700 years ago, stopped with the Achrechem Bo Venecho. They don't carry on. They save all the Nes of the Muhammad, but they wouldn't finish off the Achrechem Bo Venecho. That was the minig of the Hamoin Am in the times of Navudram. Says Navudram, it is incorrect. The fish says, Zeh Ikar Nes. This is what Navudram says. The Ikar Nes isn't the Muhammad, the Rabban Biyad Ma'atim. The Ikar Nes is the Va'achechem Bo'o V'nechel Dzebe Secho V'dlikus V'finu Secholach Tzol V'tiaris Mikdashecho. The Ikar Nes is that all the wars brought back the Beis HaMikdash. That is Chanukah Al Shemoi Chanukah Sabais. But we've still got to understand how this all fits in with the Nes of the Shemen. If so, why are we lighting Menorah? What significance has the Nes of Shemen got that lit for 8 days if the Ikar celebration is a celebration that the Rebbeinu Shlom made such milchamos to bring us back to the Beis HaMikdash? So to understand that, you have to be makdim Rashi and Parshas Shmini, going back to the first Chanukah HaMizbeach, the one of the times of the Mishkan. Klal Yisrael put up the Mishkan, as we said, for the last time on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the Torah goes through the whole story, how they did the whole Avodah, Aaron and Avonov. And then the Pasuk says, in Perek Tes Pasuk of Gimel, V'yavei Moshe v'Aaron el Oil Moed. They will suddenly walk into the oil moed. It doesn't say what they come to do there. They come out and they bench Klal Yisrael. And suddenly the Shekhinah comes down. Says Rashi, what do they do there? Says Rashi, the feast called Shufa Simei Amiluim. The whole Shufa Simei Amiluim Shemidu Moshe LeMishkan. Moshe put up the Mishkan. There was no Ashras Shekhinah. Klal Yisrael were embarrassed. For Omer Moshe, Moshe Rabbeini, Kol HaTayach Shetarachni. All this work that we put in, Shetisha Shchina Beneini, it was all that the Shchina should come in. And nothing's happened. Klal Yisrael were embarrassed. Says Rashi, Moshe went in, he davened for Rabbeinu Shlom, he came out and he benched Klal Yisrael, V'yinoyim Hashem Elokein Yoleini, the Shchina should come down, and suddenly the Pasuk says, V'yireh T'kvei Hashem Elokein, the fire came down, V'yireh Kala'om, V'yireh V'yipel Pnei, they thanked Rabbeinu Shlom. What does Rashi tell us here? Rashi told us that the Beis HaMikdash itself is not an end. Beis HaMikdash is not the Tachlis. The Tachlis is the Shechinah should come down to Beis HaMikdash. That's why Klal Yisrael did the whole Avodah. The Tachlis is also the Mikdash Shechanti B'Seicham. That is why Klal Yisrael put in all the work for the Beis HaMikdash. And even if they built the Beis HaMikdash, and they were makriv all the kavanos, they lit the menorah, they bought the ketores and everything, but if the Shechinah has not come down, Klal Yisrael are embarrassed. They said it's all in vain. We did all this to see the Shechanti B'Seicham. Only when Moshe davened, V'inoyim Hashem Elokein Yoleini, he benched him, the Shechinah should come down. The fire of the Shechinah came down, it ate the Kabbonis, and then V'yirak L'om V'yiroini V'yipel Pnei, they thanked Rabbeinu Shlom. Now, let's make one more introduction. The Pnei Shua and Shabbos of Chaf Aleph Amid Beis asks, he said to take a cash on the whole Nes of Chanukah. What did the Gemara say the Nes was? The Gemara says they came in, and they only found one pitcher of oil. And that had enough to burn for one day. And the Gemara said the Rebbeinu made a nest and lit for 8 days. Pnei Yeshua asks, two Yisraelis take a kashas. Number one, the Pnei Yeshua asks, they didn't just need oil in the Beis HaMikdash just for the Menorah. They also needed oil for the menachas. Every single day the kohen had to bring a minchas tavitim. They needed it for the lechem atomid. What happened to that? There's no mention in the Gemara. Where did they have oil for that for? And number two, says the Pnei Yeshua, what necessity was for the whole nest of Hanukkah? After all, we have a klal, whenever there's a korban, which is kavua leizman, it has a fixed time, it needs to be makrif, you need to offer it up. The halacha is you can bring it even b'tzibul, but b'mayadoi. Pesach, you bring even b'tzibul. Any nest kavua leizman, even b'tumah, any nest, any korban, which has a kavua leizman, you can bring even b'tumah, and even hadlokas ner Hanukkah. Even hadlokas ner is in Bishamit Yisrael. So what necessity was there to have a chal the Nisr Hanukkah? Says the Pnei Yeshua, appear Gemara and Shabbos a daf later. The Gemara and Shabbos says that the Pasuk in Parashas Emor, when the Pasuk describes the mitzvah of hadlokas neris of every single day, the Pasuk says, Mechutz la'preichas ha'edus yarech. You should offer it up, Mechutz la'preichas ha'edus. Says the Gemara, why does the Torah use a lashon edus? Says the Gemara, every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Nes Chanukah. Every single day. Do you know what happened? They put in oil in all the lamps, and that's to burn one night. And every single day, the Ner Maravi, the western one, lit the whole night, and the whole day, until the Kohen would put it out the next evening when he came to light the Menorah. So in essence, every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Nes Chanukah. There was oil there which had enough for one night, and it was burning 24 hours. Says the Gemara, why did the Rebbein Shem do this? It was an edus l'bali olam. It was an edus to the whole world. That the Shechinah dwells in Klal Yisrael. And that is why every single night, every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, there was oil there which was burning, instead of 12 hours, 24 hours, to show that the Shechinah is sharing Klal Yisrael. That is why the Rebbein Shem made the Nes of Ner Meravi. Says the Pnei Yeshua, coming back to Chanukah, in essence there was no necessity to have a Nes of Chanukah. They could have managed fine with the head of Tumah Hutra B'tzibul. And that is how they managed for the Menachas. And that's why we don't find any mention in the Gemara how they bought the Korban HaMincha of the Kohen Gadol, or how they bought the Lechem Aponim. They were Semach and Tumah Hutra B'tzibul like always. But the Rebbein Shem wanted to show that the Shechinah came back. Because after all, when the Yifonim defiled the Beis HaMikdash, and they were mabattled to avoid the Shechinah left, and there was no avodah there, there was no Shechinah. The Rebbein Shem wanted to show Klal Yisrael that now you've rebuilt, you've put back the kelim, you've built me a new mizbeach, you've built me a new menorah. You haven't just done avodah. I'm coming back. Shechinah is back. And to show that, the Rebbein Shem made a nest, not just with an emaravi, but with the whole menorah, all seven lamps. The Rebbein Shem made a nest to show the Shechinah is back. And that is why the Rebbein Shem made the nest of Chanukah, to show that Shechinah chazor leKlal Yisrael. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. And where did the Rebbein Shem show it? To the Menorah. The Menorah, which was always a symbol in the Beis HaMikdash, Shashchina Shoyra. Because that's always where the Ner Meravi was always lit. It was always in the Menorah, which was a symbol of Hashra's Shashchina. There the Rebbein Shem made a Zeicha in all seven, Shashchina Shoyra B'Klal Yisrael. And that is why the Rebbein Shem made the Nes of Chanukah. Now let's come back and try to define again what Chanukah is about. We started off and we said, on one hand we have the Nes of the Melchomas. On one hand, we have the Nes of the Shemen. Then we said we have a Kosov Ashlishi. We have suddenly, or the Psikta tells us, we have the Chanukah. Shemoy Kehu. The fact that they were Mechanech, the Beis HaMikdash from fresh. So, a few minutes ago we said that we're celebrating the Nes of the walls, because that's what brought back the Beis HaMikdash. Now let's define it again. What's Beis HaMikdash about? Rashi told us in Parshas Shemini that the Beis HaMikdash is not an end to... The Beis HaMikdash is just there to show the Hashra's Hashkinah. That's the Tachlis. And even in the first Mishkan, Klal Yisrael weren't satisfied until the Shekhinah came down with the fire on the Mizbech. That's what they wanted to see, the Hashra's Hashkinah. So let's try again. Let's be Madriya as follows. Chanukah is celebrating the Melchomas, which brought back, not the Beis HaMikdash, but brought back the Shekhinah to the Beis HaMikdash. And where did we see that the Shekhinah came back? We saw it by the Nes of the Menorah. Like the Pnei Yeshua said, that's the whole point of the Nes of the Menorah, to show that the Shechinah ain't the Sila by Olam, Shashchinah Shoyer B'Klal Yisrael. So on the Menorah, what are we celebrating? We're celebrating all the wars. Why are we celebrating the wars? Because it was these wars which brought back the Beis HaMikdash, which brought back the Shechinah. And how did we see that the Shechinah came back? How did the Rebbein Shem show it to Klal Yisrael? He showed it to them with the Nes of the Menorah, like the Pnei Yeshua said. So on Chanukah, when we light the menorah, we're not just celebrating the shemen, the nest of the shemen, we're not just celebrating the nest of the Hashuas HaShchinah itself, because that's what the nest of Chanukah was about. We're also celebrating all the wars, all the victories which brought about this Hashuas HaShchinah. Because it's only those wars which brought back the Beis HaMikdash, which brought back the Shchinah. And that's why on Chanukah, Rashi told us in Megillah that we line the Chanukah's Habayis, because that's what Chanukah is about. That's why we're having Suddus to celebrate the fact that we got the Beis HaMikdash back. That's why women, which were part of the Ness, women also won the Ness of the Melchomis. Yehudis killed the Emperor of Yavon. She's also got a mitzvah to Lokis Ner Chanukah, because after all, it was only through her killing the general, that we got back the Shchinah. And that's why we're making a bracha Sha'as HaNissim on the Ner Chanukah, because that's what Chanukah is all about. All the Nissim are all about the fact that they brought back the Beis HaMikdash, and like Rashi said, that is the point of the Beis HaMikdash, so Rashi told us in Bajra Shmini, is Hashuas HaShchinah. And there's something phenomenal. The Magen Avraham tells us in Hadlokas Chanukah, B'Shem Tashpat, that what did the Chashem Noam, why do after Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, a lot of people, particularly Chassidim, have a meaning to say Vinoyim 7 times? Says the Magen Avraham, that when the Chashem Noam went to war, they went with that pasuk. They went to war, and the cry was, V'inayim Hashem elekeinu leini, mastani keinu leini. What did Rashi tell us in Parshas Shmini? What did Moshe Rabbeinu bench Klali saw when the Shechinah didn't come down? Rashi told us in Parshas Shmini, Moshe came out, V'yivarach l'sa'om, a pasuk in a Torah. He said this pasuk, V'inayim Hashem elekeinu. That was the pasuk which brought back the Shechinah in the Mishkan, and that was the pasuk which brought about the Shechinah in the Beis HaMikdash. Listen to this pasuk in Haggai. Haggai period base pasuk of. Kichoy Omer Hashem Tzavokis. So said Hashem. Oid achas ma'ati. Says Rashi. Mishatich le Malchus Poras. After Malchus Poras, after the kingdom of Achashverosh and all the persecution that Klal Yisrael suffered then. Oid achas tokum. You will still have one more enemy. Who will that be? Malchus Yavon. Oid achas ma'ati. Says Rashi, he will only rule over you a little bit of time. Va'ani marish. Says Rabbi Shem, I will be marish as Hashemayim as the Oretz. Says Rashi, va'ani marish benissim hanasim nevnei chashmenoi. I will be marish the world. I will shake the world with the nissim which will happen by the chashmenoim. Es HaShemayim, says Rashi, V'yovinu, they will understand. Says Chinosi Shoyre B'Bayeseh. That's what Rashi says in Chagai. That is the Nisim of Chanukah all about. To show that Hashuas HaShchinah. And that is what we're celebrating. And let me just finish off by showing you how everything we just said is in a few words of the Mashal in Shabbos Chafal from this. Because we've still got one question to answer. Why did the Gemara not mention the Nisim of Melchomus? We still haven't answered that. Let me show you a few words of the Mashal in Shabbos Chafal from this. The Gemara says, "My Chanukah." Says the Mashal, "V'nira lefarish." The Nikkur Chanukah Hashem Chanukah Sabayis. It's called Chanukah Hashem Chanukah Sabayis. That's what we said. B'shem the Pesikta and the Izrua. The Mashal was Mechavan. That's why it's called Chanukah. K'domin on the Mesechta Zavidah Zara that they built a new Mizbech. And that's why it's called Chanukah. The Loika Omer Hocha My Chanukah. What's the Gemara's question? My Chanukah. Ela for one. The Gemara is asking one prat. Why were the Kaveh Lahadlik by Neirs? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara is not asking what Chanukah is all about. The Gemara knows Chanukah is about Chanukah Sabayis. Chanukah is about celebrating the wars which brought about the Chanukah Sabayis. The Gemara is asking one question. Why are we lighting Neirs? The answer is, there's a nest of the Shemen. But what the essence of Chanukah is about, that's not the Gemara. Do you know where you want to find what the essence of Chanukah is about? You have to look in the Nusach of Al-Nissim. And the Nusach of Al-Nissim is very clear. It's about the Melchomas, Rabban Biyad Ma'atim, Tameyim Biyad Tahirim Rishon Biyad Tzadikim. But it doesn't stop there. The Avodram says the Ikar Nesh is V'achkein bo v'necho l'deir esecho Yifinu sechelecho V'tiharus mitashecho V'idliku neiris v'chatzit kachecho. The Shechina came back. And that's what we're celebrating about Chanukah about. And then just conclude with the bracha that we shouldn't just be celebrating the all Chanukah Sabayis. We should be zoicha the Chanukah Sabayis of the third Beis HaMikdash. Meher v'yameni.